Tom Dabernick is joining us from Lindsay Park in Victoria at Euroa. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, it's such an exciting week. I know you've got Ben's in Dubai, David's up here, and I presume you're coming up as well. It's a big week.
Yes, yeah, it is. I'm actually going to stay here at the farm and do the Victorian racing, but Dave's there, and the horses are actually in Sydney at the moment, and they're departing Sydney this evening for the Gold Coast.
So how have they done? Champagne Boom, let's start with her. She ran at Wyong. Can she make improvement out of that run, Tom?
I think she definitely can make improvement. If you watch the replay, she got cleaned up when the gates opened, and and then we sort of had to try and make a run up the inside. So I think she's definitely, you know, once again, she's a get-back horse, which may not suit that Gold Coast track, but I'm sure if she's got a clear passage through, she'll be finishing off well, and she's in great order and had a really lovely prep for the race.
Separate, it's another one. It looks to be just a colt that can cope with anything.
Yes, well, he's a season for a two-year-old. He's well experienced. He started in Adelaide and then he's been campaigning in Sydney, and so he's a very tough constitution, and I think he's the sort of horse that, once again, if he gets the right run, he keeps hitting the line in Sydney, and Regan Bayliss aboard is a good, strong jockey. So whilst he'll probably be good odds in the race, I think he's probably definitely not the worst.
He's one for mine that he just puts himself there, you know, like he's always trying his heart out.
Yes, and you know that, you know, it's a pressure race, and I think he's the sort of horse that will cope with the pressure.
Yep. The other one is Movie Roll for the Coolmore Boys and others. We saw them here yesterday at the sales, and they're really excited the way that, well, the reports to them that she's come through that Randwick win.
Yes, well, we fancied her at her first start at Flemington, and she got it rocked out of the straight. She went into that a little bit light off one trial at Werribee. And she made really nice improvements going and win in Sydney. So she had the benefit of the race on that way of going. And I think she's probably, of the three, got the most improvement there. So she's an exciting to sort of see what she can do. But she's always shown good talent. She's very well related, being a full sister to Irish Lights,
which you know extremely well. You know that family really well.
Yes, they've got very, very tough fillies and good constitutions. And I'm sure, you know, for Victorian horses, you know, travelling to the Gold Coast with the conditions and the heat and different things, you sort of you need a good constitution. I think all three of our horses have got that, so which is good.
And they are, I mean, the draw happens in the next 45 minutes or so. So it is crucial around this track, as you've spoken about there earlier with Champagne Boom.
Yes, yeah, well, you always need a bit of luck with the barrier draw. So fingers crossed we'll get the right gates.
And have you got any others up here that could be running on Saturday?
We've got Smart Alyssum in the three-year-old, who's going well and nice and fit, old sort of horse. And then we've got Elika Zoom that'll run in the 1300 metre mares, so she's in good form too. And she goes well, sort of fresh, so she's been kept in work through that period, but she's been working the pace down at home. So if she coaches for the trip, I think she'll run well.
Okay. So, I mean, it is a sale that has become so strong, Tom, and it's so strong for the Lindsay Park brand that obviously the full team, including David, are up here and have been inspecting these yearlings for a number of days.
Yes, they put through a short list, which I saw on email that it was more like a long list from what I could see, but there's plenty on it, and, you know, some beautifully bred horses, and there's always some, you know, top-class horses come out of the sale, so we'll certainly be trying our hardest at the sale.
And I collared, I spotted John Gosden here. He's inspecting for Godolphin, but he reminded me yesterday, Muntahar, the horse is progressing well for you guys for the autumn?
Yes, he is. So he's, you know, we'll probably look at an Australian Cup or something like that. Might kick off in a Peter Young he's certainly enjoying the sun on his back, and it seems quite straightforward of what we can see at this time. John Godson actually said, he said he thought that the rain on the day, he's a better horse on top of the ground, and he thought that that was a factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd like to think you'll get plenty of opportunities of good to fast ground in Australia.
Yeah, let's hope so. We're looking forward to seeing him build up into the Australian Cup, first of all, in Melbourne. Tom, thanks for taking our call. Barrier draws beginning in the next 10 minutes or so. Good luck for the rest of the week, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.